Okay, we're beginning at the bottom of Amud Vav, Amud Bet. Here we're continuing with the Gemara. The Gemara mentioned yesterday that Yosef and Yehuda were both rewarded. Yosef, who was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Seter, was also rewarded with B'Seter, meaning that he only got one additional letter of the Shem Hashem in his name. And Yehuda, who was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Galui, right, was given the award that his name was Kulo L'Hashem, meaning that his name includes Yud Kei Vav Kei, the total name of Hashem. So yesterday we discussed what the Kiddush Shem Shemayim of Yosef was, with his withholding as the Yetzer with regards to Eshet Potiphera. Now the Gemara wants to know, what is the Kiddush Shem Shemayim B'Farestia that took place with Yehuda? So the Gemara says the second to last line on Lamed Ben Revet, Yehuda Mayhi, what is that with regards to Yehuda? Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer Shem Du Yisrael Alayam, that Ben Yisrael waiting by Yam Suf and the Mitzrim were approaching, Hayu Shvatim Natchim Zein Zeh, that they were arguing with each other. Zeomerani yored tchila. Each one was saying, "I'm going first." The yam. Zeomerani yored tchila the yam. That I'm going down first. Kofat shivto shabayamin v'yarad liyam tchila. The shevet binyamin jumped in first and went into the yam. Shenemar. So it says in Tehilim, "Esham binyamin sa'ir." Binyamin, the young one, rodeim. Right. So what is rodeim over here? The Gemara says, "Don't read al tikra rodeim." Don't read rodeim, like the literal translation of the word rodeim. Ada from ruling, that rodeim to rule, but rather rodeim el radiam, that he went down into the waters. And the pasuk before that in Tehillim is Makelot Barku Elokim Hashem Mimkor Yisrael, which you already darshaned earlier on. Mimkor Yisrael, he says, even those Ubarim Shemay Imam gave bracha to Hashem. So here we're talking about the yam, and Binyamin jumped in first. And then the pasuk continues, Yehuda Rigmatam, that the Sarim of Yehuda stoned them. So that's it. Sarei Yehuda Rigmatam. Fikach Zachar Binyamin Atzadik Naseh Ushpizichan Ligbura. Because of this chus that the Shev Binyamin went in first, they became the place in which the Shechina rested. Shenemar Ben Ketefab Shachin. That the Mikdash was found, both the Mikdash was found partially in, or the area of the Shechina was found in the area of Shevet Binyamin. So what's over here points out here. Kach Shnia Bereitab Mechilten Mashal Mad Vardumet. That they had both Binyamin and the Sarei Yehuda here, where mitzkavim l'shem shamayim, he brings down a nice mashal. It says mashal the mother of Amar lemechpas avadam shilo shnei banim. A king had two children, echad gadol ve'echad katan, one older and one younger. Amar lekatan imidum imenetzach hamar. It said to the young one, "Wake me up with sunrise." Amar lekadol imidani begimul shalot. To the older one, he said, "Wake me up after 3 hours on today." Ba katan lamidum imenetzach hamar. The young one came to wake him up at sunrise. And the older brother did not allow him. Amar lo amar li elad gimul shalot. Our father told me not to wake him up until 3 hours. He told me to wake him up at sunrise. So here they were arguing between them. They woke up their father. Both of them, you only intended for my kavod. I will not hold back your tzkar. So the tzkar that Binyamin got because he went down first, that the Shechina was shore in his portion, Shnemer v'Ektav Shachin, Muskarad Naflu Shivto Shul Yehuda Zachal Malchut, and Shivto Yehuda were stoning them, were trying to prevent them because they wanted to do the right thing and be the ones to go first. So they were Zocheh L'Malchut, Shnemer Sar Yehuda Rigmatam, and Rigmatam El Malchut, Rigmatam not stone them but Rigama from the Malchut. That the term Rigama can also be a term of Malchut and not a term of stoning. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Yehuda lo kach hayamaseh. This is not what happened at the Yam Suf. Elazeh omer ein ani yored tchila liyam. He says, "I'm not going in." Elazeh omer ein ani yored tchila liyam. Nobody wanted to go in. Kafat nachshon ben Aminadav, the nasi of Shevet Yehuda, v'yared liyam tchila. And he went in first. Shenemar, so it says over there in Tehillim, "Sivavuni b'kachash Ephraim u'bimra beit Yisrael." So there in Hosea, it's talking about the fact that the a third of the Shvatim had been put into Galut already because they had acted inappropriately. And there, but Yehuda, old Rad, Imkel, that they are still amongst the Yehuda. It's still, their rulership is still with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, now the Gemara is going to continue to tell him. But what you see over here is that despite that the other third of Shvatim did not want to go in, that they were not taking the rulership, did not have Emunah Hashem, yes, Yehuda did have Emunah Hashem, and therefore they went in first. Nachshon ben Yehuda went into the Yam Suf first. There are others interpret. What does it mean that Kachash Ephraim who brought the Petzel Micha with them into the Yam, that they did not have full Emunah Hashem, that they still were bringing Avodah Zarah with them through the Yam Suf, and yet they what? And yet Yehuda still stuck to Hashem, believed in Hashem, and they went into the Yam Suf. So who was this? Nachshon ben Yehuda, and that Akshon ben Amidavid says in Tehillim, Hosheini Elukim, Kibau Mayim Anofesh, Hashem, save me, because the waters have reached to me. Tavati b'ven mitzula. I'm in the depths. I'm caught up in the mud, in the bottoms of the depths. Hey, my mother, I can't stand anymore. Al tishtifeni shibolot mayim. Don't overcome me. Don't drown me in the waters. Al tivleni mitzula. Don't let the depths absorb me. Both are sha'ah. So this is then Achshon ben Yamidah from Shevet Yehudah. So he jumped in first, and that's what caused the Yamsuf. He went up to his neck in the mayim until it split, and this is the tefillah that he had, so that he should save him. That's what it means, that the Shevet Yehudah was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Favesia, therefore their name is called after Kulo Shmo Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. Avoto Shah, in that moment, Hayam Moshe Marich B'tfilato. He was davening to Hashem that he should take care of Bnei Yisrael. Amnu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yididai, Tovim B'yam. My close ones, Akshom and Nadav, they've jumped into the water and they're drowning. Vata Marich B'tfilah, and you're going on with your tefillah lefanai. Amal Avanav, Rimono Shalom, Amal B'yadei Lasot. What else can I do? I mean, the only thing I have is the power of tefillah. Amalo, Dabero Bnei Yisrael V'yisol. Tell Bnei Yisrol to go. Vata Rimet Matkol, Tnei Adiyot Kol. First of all, tell those that are already in the water to keep going. I mean, Akshom and Nadav, or those, if you say Binyamin jumped in first, they should tell them to keep going. But there, for the rest of Bnei Yisrael, Remek Matchal, Tnei Adiyot Kol, raise up your staff and your arm, and split the yam so the Bnei Yisrael can go through. Lefichach, Zacha Yehudah Lasot Memshalah Yisrael, because of this action of Yehudah to go forward and to be first, they were Zocha to have Memshalah Yisrael. Shemem, Ha'ita Yehudah Lekadsho, Yisrael Mam Shalotav. And Yisrael was, since Yehudah was Mekadesh Lashem Shemayim, that is Yisrael Mam Shalotav. He'll be the ruler of Yisrael. Matam Ha'ita Yehudah Lekadsho, Yisrael Mam Shalotav, Mishum Dayam Ra'av Yanos. Why is it that Yehudah was the one that led with the Kadosh Yisrael, and they will rule over Bnei Yisrael? Mishum Dayam Ra'av Yanos, because the water saw them and split. Had the water seen, that's when Nachshon ben Amidav jumped into the water to have the Yam Suf split. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Yev Shar Lomar. So now back, now the Gemara went on a sidetrack again, now the Gemara's back to when Bnei Yisrael crossed over the Yarden and back to the Har Gizim and Har Eival. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yev Shar Lomar, Levi Lamasa, Shvarni Omer Lamalo. The Pasuk in Yeshua says that Levi is one of the Shvatim that's found above on the mountains. Yev Shar Lomar Lamalo, Shvarni Omer Lamasa. Can't say that Levi's up on the mountain because it says over there that Bnei Levi are around the Aron. The Aron that's in the middle there has the Kohanim around them and the Levi abandoned. How case that? How do we reconcile this? Zikne Kuna Levi Alamato Vashar Lamalo. The Zikanim of the Kuna and Levi were found below, but the rest of Shevet Levi was found on the mountain. Rabbi Yoshi reconciled differently. Kol Aroy La Sharet Lamato. Anybody who was Roy to be Misharet from 30 to 50, that was below Vashar Lamalo. The rest of Shevet Levi was above on the mountain. Rabbi Omer Elu Ve'elu Lamato. Both of them were standing below. So just know that what Rebbe says right now does not reconcile. How do you deal with the fact that Levi was found on the mountain and Levi was found below? All Rebbe is suggesting is that the whole setup was different. He'll have to either agree to Rebbe Yoshia or to Rebbe Yaakov that somehow there was a split in Shevet Levi. But Rebbe's point over here is that everybody stood below, even the Shvatim. They were not up on Har Gizim and they were not up on Har Ebal. That everybody was down below. Hafchu Pneim Kalfei Har Gizim Patchu Bracha. That they turned their faces towards Har Gizim and they began the bracha. Kaver Ival Patchu Bekala. My Al, what does it mean that they will be Al Har Gizim and Har Ival? Al means Bisamuch, close to it, not literally on it, but rather close to it. Kintanya, we have a brayta that says in Atata Al Marechet Levona Zaka, that you will put on the Marechet Levona, right? You put it on the Lechem Apanim, you'll put the Zaka. Rabbi Omer Al Bisamuch. That al means not literally on the lechem apanim, but next to it. Ata omer al b'samuch l'enuel al mamash. Doesn't mean literally on it. She omer, the kot al aron, when it's talking about the parochet which divides between the kodesh and the kodesh kodashim, says the sakot al aron, that you'll place it over the aron. Al would mean literally on the aron, but that's not where it is. It divides. Al means samuch. Avimer al b'samuch. So too. So by the lechem apanim too, the al means samuch, close by the lechem apanim, not literally on the lechem apanim. And here, for sure, even those that argue on Rebbe in with the guide to Lechem Panim agree here by Hargizim Arveir, Arival would agree that Al means Bissamuch, close by. Not that literally they were on the mountains, but rather they were close by. This difference from the account in the Yerushalmi that brings down that they did stand on Hargizim and Arival, but rather than they turned their faces toward Hargizim and Arival, but they were literally Al means on Hargizim and Arival. So now, what do you do about the fact that it says the Levim, according to the Yerushalmi, that the Levim were up on the mountains and the Aron was in the middle? How do they reconcile between the Levim on the mountain and the Levim down below? That, the Gemara uses another term, which we said earlier in Sotah, that in 24 places, the Levim are called, Kohanim are called Levim. So the Levim that were mentioned over here is referring to the Kohanim. The Kohanim were found down by the Aron, and that's the Levi that's mentioned there. And the Levi on Har Gizim is really the Shevet Levi. Now the Gemara continues. Tan Rabbanan Baruch Bichlau Baruch Bifrat Aruch Bichlau Aruch Bifrat Lamod Lamed Lishmor Balatzel. They came to the brachot and klalot that were brought in Hargizim and Haribal. They were not just one bracha and one klala, but each item had a number of components to it. Each item had a bracha bichlal, a general category of bracha, a general bracha that says that Asher Mishi Akim et Kol Torah Zot, and a baruch prat that spoke specifically about the bracha that it was talking about. Arur bichlal, then it would say Arur Asher Akim et Kol Divrei Torah Zot, the general Arur, and then Arur bifrat. Each Arur had its specific Arur that was brought. And each of these also was divided into four component parts, which was l'mod, to learn, l'lamed, to teach, l'shmor v'lasot. L'shmor means to guard it in order that you should learn it, in order that you should know what to do. V'lasot, and asiya, the ability to do it. So now each bracha, or each line item, had a number of components to it. Hare arba arba, that means each one had a four components to it. Each bracha had a component of l'mod, l'lamed, l'shmor v'lasot to it. Right, and each klala had a component of lumod, lamed, lishmor, v'lasot. So that's arba, arba. That's four and four. Right now, arba hare shmona. Now each of those had four aspects to them. What are those four aspects? You have a bracha bichlal and a bracha bifrat, and a arur bichlal and a arur bifrat. Hare shmona, shmona. Then you have eight by eight, because each part is a part. And then hare shesh esrei. And each component, if you have a bracha and a klala, then you have 16 components to each mitzvah. So each mitzvah has 16 components. Those 16 components are made up of a positive aspect, which is the bracha, and a negative aspect, which is the arur. How does it work? So each component, each bracha, has a lilmod, lamed, lishmor, v'lasot associated with it, plus that's a bracha bichlal and a bracha bifrat, a general bracha and a specific bracha that each has four components to. It makes eight for the bracha side. And then the arur side, you have the same thing. You have lishmor, you have lumod, lamed, lishmor, l'sot, which is four components to each arur. And each arur has an arur bichlau and an arur bichvrat. So that makes another eight components for the arur. So you have eight and eight, that's 16. So 16 components to each mitzvah. And where it says, v'chein b'sinai, v'chein b'arvot moav. That this is also true. They have the same type of setup. They have the same components breakdown for that which took place in Sinai and that which took place in Arvot Moav. Shenemar elil d'vrei avrit asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. So first of all, the parsha or the klalot of Sefer Devarim are found right after this description of Hargizim and Haribal. So the Gemara connects between the two, just like you did by Hargizim and Haribal. So too you will do, or you did by the Divrei Abrit that happened in the Midbar in Arvot Moav. Uchtav, and it says Ushmartev Divrei Abrit Azot, that you will keep these. You will keep these Divrei Abrit. What are the Divrei Abrit Azot? That Brit that you found by Hargizim and Haribal is similar to the Brit that's found by the Brit of Arvot Moav. And then it says, by the Brit of Arvot Moav, Mivad HaBrit Asher Kartu B'Sinai. That not only did they do this in Arvot Moav, but this is besides the Brit that they made in Har Sinai. So there's a parallel between the Brachot Klalot of Hargizim and Haribal. There's a and that of Arvot Moav, the Klalot of Arvot Moav, and that which took place at Sinai. So you have three times that this took place. So if you have 16 components to every arur or bracha, or every item has 16 components, if you do this three times, that means that there are 48 components. And that's what the Gemara is about to say. Nimsa memchet britot akol mitzvah u'mitzvah. Each mitzvah had 48 britot that were established with it. Rabshim motzi hargizim harival machnis ol moed shebimidbar. He takes out hargizim and harival and he places in ol moed in the midbar. Upukta dahari tanai. This is similar to another machlokas tanai we saw at the time. Rabbi Shmuel amerikolot nemru b'sinai uprotot ba'ol moed. Rabbi Shmuel says that the general principles or the general guidelines were given at Har Sinai and the details were given in the Ol Moed. Rabbi Kiyo amerikolot uprotot nemru b'sinai v'nishnu ba'ol moed nishtalshu ba'ol maravot moav. Rabbi Kiyo says no. Everything was given at Har Sinai, then it was repeated again in Ol Moed, and then repeated once again in Arvot Moav. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you see that Har Sinai is not a complete entity, meaning that Torah, that the what was given on Sinai was Stam Nemra, and it's the details were not enumerated. So then, when we say this, who's going like the Tanakam here? What does it mean that this Machlokas Tanaim is similar to another Machlokas Tanaim that we have? The Tanakam holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Therefore, Har Sinai and Ol Moed are one entity, just like Rabbi Shmuel says Har Sinai and Ol Moed are one entity. So too, for the Tanakama, Har Sinai, Arvot Moav, and Hargizim and Harival, those are the different entities, but Ol Moed is not a distinct entity. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva, who says that Har Sinai and the Olam Moed were distinct entities. And since they were distinct entities, I mean, everything was given on Sinai. Everything was given again at Olam Moed. Therefore, they're also distinct entities when it comes to the Britot that were made over there. Right? There's no mitzvah in the Torah that doesn't have 48 Britot that are established with it. Rabbi Shimon, you remember, Ish Kfarak Olamar. Rabbi Shimon, ain't lecha mitzvah mitzvah in the Torah. Shalom nechru to alea arbim ushmona Britot. That 48 Britot shall... 603,550. That's the number of Klal Yisrael. So it's 48 Britot times the 603,550. Nimsa. So you see from this, for each one of Israel, 603,550. What's the difference between what the Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda originally said and that which Rabbi came to explain in the name of Rabbi Shimon? So Amar Misharshir Arva for Arva de Arva Ika Benayu. So let's go back and explain what this is. Right, that now for each mishnah has 48 Britot established with it. But not only am I responsible for each mishnah myself for the 48 Britot, but I'm also a Rav. I am responsible for my fellow Jew. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. So each mitzvah not only has 48 Britot associated with it, it has 603,550 additional Britot, because I'm responsible for each other member of Klal Yisrael that they should also keep these mitzvot. So it's really 48 Britot times the number of Klal Yisrael. So that's the original position of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi comes along and says, no, that it's a multiplicative effect. Why? Because not only am I responsible for what? I'm responsible for the 48 Britot, plus the Arvut, the 603,550, right, Arevus, but I'm also responsible for each member of Klai Tzol, also Arev to the next person. Not only responsible am I responsible for the next individual, but that individual is also responsible for the next. So my mitzvah to be responsible for him also, right, through the transitive property makes me responsible for the next person of Klai Tzol. So it's not just 48 Britot of 603,550, but in each individual, I'm also Chayav another 603,550, of Arevus, and that's the difference between them. One says, Arvot, is it just the number of Arevus that I have, 603,550, or is it Arva the Arva? Is that a transitive problem? Not only am I responsible for them, but I'm responsible for their Arevus that they have to do for others. So that's the difference between them, and that will be a multiplicative effect of how many Britot are established with each mitzvah. Dorish Rabbi Yehuda ben Nachmeni mitorgumenei, the Rabbi Shimon Gamalkish, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Nachmeni, Darshan with the Maturgane, the announcer or the translator of Shimon Lakish, called Parsha Kula Nemra El Benoef Noefet. The Parsha of Arur here is only written by Noef Noefet. It says, Arur Yeshu Shia said, Pesel Masecha. Cursed is the one who makes the Pesel Machizah. Barur Sagile? Here's a person who's Kofir Beikar. It's enough to just have an Arur associated with them. Ela Ze Baha Ala Erva. This is someone who comes in an Erva, a lead Ben. And then he has a child. Barach Ben Obde Kochamim. This child who's a mamzer. Then it's so embarrassed to be among Klai Yisrael that he goes and lives among the non-Jews. And then he comes to worship Avodah Zarah. Arumim Avivi Moshe Zeh Shekach Karmulot. Arumim are they that they come to cause him to do such a thing. Now how do you explain all the other Arurs that are mentioned in the Parsha? So Rashi over here goes through them. The Parsha says that if it lulei what Rashi explained here, he would say that it's just this one pasuk. Arur Ayish Shei Yaseh Pesel Masichah, which has a Samach as a Parsha around it, says that this whole parsha, meaning this one arur, is speaking about a noef and noefet, not the whole parsha. But Rashi goes ahead and explains all the arurim here to be explained by a noef and noefet. If you look in Rashi, this is the Rashi in the narrow lines. It's the last Rashi in the narrow lines. El zeh bal erver. Eshet ish roli mamzer mitoch poshto shasur la vol bakal beinu motzei sha'af who aleich lebein ov yachom. He can't find a woman to marry because he's a mamzer. Therefore, he goes to non-Jews. Voved avodah chachamim, and then he worships avodah zarah. Arurim elu shasur la vol od petzel matzicha. Rim are his parents who caused him to do this. Achin dereshit kulam kol achat lefi pashta oto shel arayot. Each one according to their rest. Kagon shochev imchotnao oeshet aviv v'imachoto. The three erevot that are mentioned them kulam beishet ish. Not only are they erevot, but they're also married women. Like in mitrei arurim, that's two arurim. Shochev in kol beima. What does it mean that you sleep with a beima? Eshet ish shasta matse beima, that he acts in a way like an animal. Shemnefet makalel aviv v'imo. The one who does ni'uf is Mekalav Yimmo, Abal Eshet Ish, Mezalzel Baviv Yimmo. He's Mezalzel and his mother and father, Shigidlu Gidlu Yimrayim Bebeitam, that they brought up such a bad child that does such a thing. Mashkei Iver, what does it mean that you cause someone to trip up, that you cause a blind person to trip? He tries to convince a woman who's married to come and spend time with him, even though she's not supposed to. She doesn't understand how bad or how severe it is like him. Does it mean that you overstep your boundaries? That he's going over the boundaries of what his friend owns. This is his friend's wife, and he's taking her. Because of what he does, he causes him to die by the Mea Marim. What do you do with that? Take Shochad in order to chase after the Mena'if. To grab for himself a wife, and causes him death. Rashi says, "Matem mishpat geriatom any other dosho." That one I don't know how to explain because that I can't fit into no eif and no effet. All right, now the Gemara continues. Tan Rabbanan, benatata tabrachal grizim betaklalal harival matalom omar imla meichete brachal grizim bekolal harival. If you're going to say the brachos on harizim and the kolala is on harival. Right, that we already have that. Elahakdim bracha lekalat comes to teach you that you do the bracha before the kala. Yachu kala brachot kamo the kalot. You would think not each one you do the bracha and then the arur, but rather you do all the brachot together and then all the kalot afterwards. Tamalomar bracha v'klala. Bracha achat, one bracha, kodemet lekalat. It's bracha kala, bracha kala, not brachot, all the brachot, and then all the kalot. Lekish bracha the kala. It also comes to bring a hekesh between bracha and kala. Lamachar ma kala b'levim, af bracha b'levim. Just like the kala is done with the levim, so too the bracha is done with the levim. Ma kala b'kol ram, just like the kala said out loud, af bracha b'kol ram. Ma kala b'lashon hakodesh, just like the kala is said in lashon hakodesh, we made out from kol moshe, af bracha b'lashon hakodesh. So too the bracha is lashon hakodesh. Ma kala b'chlal u'beprat. The kala has a general principle and a prat and the minutia or the detailed arur that you have here. Afracha b'chalav prat. Also the bracha, if a general category of bracha and a prat. Ma kala elu b'elu onim v'omrim amein. Just like by the kala, both parties, those that are in har gizim and har gizala answer amein. Afracha elu b'elu onim v'omrim amein. So to over there, they both answer amein. Both parties answer amein. And this idea that each bracha and kala has a klalu prat, and we said before that a britot, is to mention that each mitzvah, you can look at each mitzvah and each aveira as being unique, meaning there are 613 mitzvot, and therefore you have each one that is a unique aspect. But you would think that maybe what? It's not part of the greater klal of the Torah. So the point of having a klala and a bracha with each mitzvah and each aveira that has both bifrat ubichlal is because each mitzvah is not only a mitzvah in itself, or a aveira in itself, or a bracha in itself, or a klala in itself, but it's also part of the bigger picture. It affects the entire Torah kula, it affects the entire picture. And therefore each bracha and klala also has a bracha bichlal and a klala bichlal. Okay, we'll stop here and continue the Mishnah tomorrow.